When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah, man. Fly Jams Friday, baby. Dan got out of the TARDIS. He is now officially DJ Shagru with beret and shoes with goldfish in the heels. Esmeralda, the Heart Melda, is still spinning, drilling holes with her head in the traffic hut. Viggity Viggity Vic's nuts. He's running around the newsroom. And I'm Wiki Wiki Nicky, and you are who you are. And you should request some fly jams. This is where we like to kick off your weekend on a funky note, celebrating great R&B and funky songs. And we love it here. And call us up right now or text in. It's 312-981-7200. And the lines are open for your requests for Fly Jams Friday, 312-981-7200. I had Esmeralda pick her fly jams this morning. Right, Esmeralda?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Shall we start with DJ Shagru? Shall we start with one of Esmeralda's picks? Can you tell everybody what this is?
That is J Balvin with Mi Gente featuring Beyonce.
Oh, boy.
I don't usually like reggaeton, but for some reason that song cannot get out of my head.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Beyonce's on there, being Beyonce?
She is. She's featuring.
Featuring Beyonce. How old is this? Is it new?
I don't think the song is that new. Beyonce actually just did her bit, and then they put it out with her on it to sell
a lot.
Yeah, well, actually, Nick, to sell for the funds to go to Puerto Rico. So
oh,
what?
Okay.
Oh, what now?
Oh, okay. All right, that's good. Well, then you know, if you want to raise a lot of money for that great cause, get Beyonce. You'll raise a lot of money, no question about it. All right, cool. All right, I got some requests here. We'll get to them, and we also have some lines open if you want to jump in. It's Funky Friday, Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Dino, not Dino Richards, but Dino requested this. You know, Dan, I think that's the first time we've ever had that one on the show.
I believe it is, yes.
It's the first time. I'm always stunned when we have first-time fly jams on the show because we've been doing this for so long. But, Dino, that's supercharged. You got to get up and dance, Esmeralda. You've got to. That's what the law says.
I don't want to break the law.
You can't break the law. Supercharge has laid down the law, and the law is thusly. You've got to get up and dance, or you will go to prison. That's what Supercharge says. First-time fly jam. All right, there you go. All right, we got the lines open if you want to jump in. It's 312-981-7200 for your fly jam requests on this fly day. Fly day. Yeah, fly day. I like to combine the two words. It's fly day. 312-981-7200. Take a break. The news is coming up in 30 seconds.
I eat brains up, grab fire out. Make me light my butt.
Yeah.
Well, man, I got a lot of debate.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio. Seventh floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran this morning at 6. Esmeralda, again, picked another song there. That is Mark Ronson featuring Mystical. Feel Right. Yeah! It's Fly Jams Friday, man. And, yeah. And we're getting into it. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We got some lines open if you would like to call in to make a request. And look at this. My dad, it's not Monday, but my dad has called in. Hey, Dad.
Hey, Nick.
What are you doing up, man?
Oh, man, I just woke up. I don't know. And I thought I'm going to call in.
All right. Well, what's your fly jam request, Dad?
Party Train by the Gap Band played at my 50th surprise birthday party.
Ah, yes, I remember that well. All right, here we go.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, man. You believe that was 26 years ago, Dad?
Yeah.
My God. Yeah, that's a great song. That's a fly jam. How's Ma doing?
Doing good.
Good. All right. Okay, man. Get some rest.
Bye, Nick.
See you, buddy. All right. That's my dad, everybody. Yeah, that was my dad's 50th surprise birthday party. And it was a surprise because my dad was born September 1st, but we did the party like in August, I think, or July. So it was a big surprise. I had no idea. A bunch of people showed up, had a DJ, played that song, and everybody got into the party train. And
nice.
So my girlfriend at the time was Leslie Presley. So there you go. All right. 773 area code requested this one. This is one of the flyest of all flies that are fly, one of the flyest fly jams ever to fly. How long has it been, Dan, since Rod Temperton died? A couple of years, right?
Yeah. Maybe not. Well,
this guy was behind some of the biggest songs, man. I mean, he wrote Rock With You. He wrote a bunch of the hits off of Thriller. He was part of that band right there. Was Heat Wave. The band is, that song is called Groove Line. Those guys were tremendous. This guy was one of the massive contributors to the Fly Jam movement,
yes,
man.
It was. October of 2016.
26. It's been a year. Okay, he died about a little over a year ago. He was an enormously talented guy and a funk master. Just like very few can compete with the flyness of him, Rod Temperton. He was amazing. All right. Hey, here's another band that we hear a lot on Fly Jams Friday, and for good reason, because they're one of the flyest bands of all time, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Yeah! Come on. I mean, come on, Esmeralda.
How many people were on the stage at the time
at
of
that
this time,
at the time of that one? 5,002.
Ooh, it's not that many.
Yeah,
it was a lull.
It was a yeah. Some of the members of the band left for a little while. They took a hiatus.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. They were working with a skeleton crew.
Right, of only 5,000 people on stage. You know, I saw Earth, Wind, and Fire, and it's fantastic. Not only are there like tons of people on stage, but they're all dressed like almost exactly the same with crazy outfits.
I mean, if you have that many people,
yeah,
just all the same outfit.
Sure.
Don't even try to mess
it's like
with
when
it.
People have twins, they just buy two of everything.
Exactly.
So they just buy 50 of everything.
50?
Yeah.
You mean 50,000?
50,000, right.
You know, to have some extras on hand.
They played...
One or two, you know.
They played the Allstate Arena, and the band was bigger than the crowd.
That's always a shame.
They outnumbered the crowd. It was 75,000 people on stage in Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Did they spill into the crowd? They were playing in the seats?
Yeah, exactly. They had to, actually, they couldn't sell the entire house because they had to have seats.
Right.
They had to have balconies for themselves
exactly.
for just the band.
No, of course.
Yeah. You've seen The Nice Guys, right, with Russell Crowe and Ryan Reynolds?
Oh, yes. Yes.
That wasn't Ryan Reynolds. The other Ryan.
Ryan Gosling.
Gosling, right. Your boy, they're Gosling.
Yes, Gosling.
That movie's hilarious, by the way. If you've not seen if you've not seen The Nice Guys, you should see it. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah.
It's a great movie. Dan, have you seen Nice Guys?
I have not.
It's so good, man. It's so good. Seek it out because it's great. It's really, really funny. It didn't make as much money as it should have. It should have been a much bigger hit. And Gosling and Russell Crowe are great. And Gosling in particular, he's hysterical in it. But there is a cameo by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Actors playing Earth, Wind, and Fire.
An iteration.
Yeah. But they're playing it like a porn party.
Yeah.
Up in the hills, in the hills in Southern California. And so there's a scene where it's clearly meant to be Earth, Wind, and Fire performing it. Performing at this party because the film takes place.
It's a classy party.
The film takes place in the 70s.
Right. So it's classy.
It's classy. But you get to see the band portrayed on screen. But they really underpopulated. I think there's only like 14 people in the band.
I know. That's ridiculous. That's not even, come on.
It's not accurate at all. Somebody better call Shane Black right now. So, all right. Anyway, The Nice Guys, a great movie featuring actors playing Earth, Wind, and Fire. It's Fly. All right. Let's see. Here's Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
I think about 95% of my calls are first-timers. I know most of Mike's are because a lot of I've never heard most of them before.
Yeah, no, you guys always end up giving us some new stuff. Yeah.
And I have a new one for you tonight.
All right.
Because I know for sure because on the last Fly Jams Friday before Thanksgiving, you played Boogie Oogie Oogie by Taste of Honey.
Yes.
And you said they were a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
And you were wrong.
Oh.
They actually had a second hit that was on the charts for 1 week longer than Boogie Oogie.
What?
Boogie, that is, yes, 1 week longer. Here's their version of Sukiyaki.
Now, I'm thinking, Bob, that it may have been on the charts a week longer than Boogie Oogie Oogie, but I don't think it was higher on the charts than Boogie Oogie Oogie.
No, but it actually made number one on the R&B, and the original, this I found amazing, too, when I was checking it out. The original was by a guy named Kyu Sakamoto that was back in 63 before your time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was number one on the charts for 3 weeks. But the original actually made it in up to 18 on the R&B charts. I was really surprised by that.
Wow, there you go.
The song's in Japanese. They had to get permission from the copyright holder to write that English version.
To write the English version of it. Okay, cool.
I was a little disappointed in your cover show. I didn't hear Baby It's You by Gail McCormick and Smith.
Yeah, well, we ran out of time, Bob. We got like 9,000.
Oh, no, I just thought somebody should have mentioned that one.
Yeah, okay.
And that Tops game you were speaking of the other day, that's called Battling Tops.
Battling Tops. Okay.
And be sure when you go to see Mannheim Steamroller at the Rosemont next week, you stand up at the end with your Bic lighter and you scream out Convoy.
Yeah. I will definitely do that.
You know why, right?
Yes,
Chip
I do.
C.W.
Yeah.
McCall.
That's right, C.W. McCall. Okay, thank you, Bob.
Okay,
take care.
See you.
I will not be attending Mannheim Steamroller. I just want to make that clear.
Why not? See, you know the songs.
Yeah, yeah, because of them. That's why I know that song. Only because of them. All right. Fly Jams Friday continues, everybody. Get your requests in now. By the way, before we jump into the weather and traffic here, that song that you requested, the mm-hmm. Mark Ronson mystical song, Feel Right,
mm-hmm.
How old a song is that? That's new, right?
No, I think that's old, too.
Old, too?
Older.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. Probably...
Early 2000s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whenever he started. When did he start? Probably mid.
You mean Mark Ronson?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm going to say 2005.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
That's...
I'm going to say around that time.
Feel Right.
2015, according to this.
Oh, well, I was off.
Wow! You were only off by 10 years.
Woo! I mean, I think the 90s just happened.
Right,
so, I mean.
Exactly. Yeah. I just saw Veruca Salt yesterday. Just
yeah,
went, yeah, they were good.
Yeah, they got a new song out, right?
They did. They did. They did.
It's called Seether, right?
That's right. I love the fact that where they got their name from.
Yeah, from
Willy Wonka.
Yeah, Willy Wonka.
Yeah. Veruca Salt, she was the one who turns into a blueberry, right?
No, she's the one that wants everything. She's spoiled. She's a bad egg.
Yeah, but doesn't she turn into a blueberry?
No, that's the other one. Violet. Violet
oh,
Beauregard.
Violet. Violet Beauregard. Right, okay. Oh, yeah.
You turned
okay.
in Violet. Violet?
Well, what happens to...
She has a whole song about how she wants everything.
Right. Now, what's her punishment?
They're in the goose in the egg room, and the geese are laying eggs, and they're determining good eggs, bad eggs, and she goes on the
oh,
thing,
right.
and it goes, bad egg, right, and then she gets right. dumped into the, I think, the garbage.
I can imagine little kids seeing that movie being terrified of it.
Well, just don't be like her. That's
yeah, but
all.
I mean, like, what, Gene Wilder is a lunatic in that movie. That scene where they go through the tunnel is terrifying.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So,
but, you know, once you get through it,
yeah,
you get to lick wallpaper.
Good day, sir! you get to lick wallpaper.
Right?
I think a lot of kids do that anyway.
Yeah, see? Living their dreams.
Eating some paint chips,
yeah.
You know. All right, we gotta... Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Fly Jams Friday, man. This is DJ Shagru's pick. DJ Shagru.
Nice.
Tell everybody what you picked.
That was Mary J. Blige, Real Love.
Yeah. Mary J. Blige, Oscar buzz.
Yeah.
Oscar buzz. Mudbound.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. You should see it. It's okay. And she's great in it. Really, really great in it. Yeah. I'll tell you what, though, and I know that that Eric is just going to go nuts if this happens, because the fifth nominee for supporting actors, because there's a few that are probably going to get mm-hmm. the nominees. They're kind of already kind of set, at least four of them, at least three for sure. But if, like, Mary J. Blige is one of the ones that could be plugged into the nominees,
mm-hmm.
if she loses out to Tiffany Haddish, Eric might just go nuts. He might just go ballistic. Because Tiffany Haddish won the New York Film Critics Circle for Supporting Actress.
Oh, really? For Girls Trip?
For Girls Trip, yeah. It's ridiculous, man. Totally ridiculous. And it's one of those deals where they're trying to, you know, like Melissa McCarthy for Bridesmaids. It's like that kind of nomination. They wanted to get the... Except that Girls Trip is not remotely as good as Bridesmaids. And, I mean, Tiffany Haddish is the best thing in Girls Trip. Without question, she's the best thing in the movie, but the movie sucks. And Melissa McCarthy was great in Bridesmaids, but she was one of 30 funny women in that movie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Bridesmaids. God, I love that movie. I love that movie, man. I do. All right, let's see. Here's Harold, in honor of Christmas, I would like to hear this. Now, by the way, in honor of Christmas, a week from today mm-hmm. is the final Fly Jam Friday before Christmas.
Oh.
Because I'm taking the last couple of weeks of December off, mm-hmm. so we will not be doing Fly Jams Friday. So get your Christmas Fly Jam requests in. We'll do them next week. Text them in, 312-981-7200. It's an all-Christmas-themed Fly Jams, and we will hear Santa go straight to the ghetto. Next Friday.
Oh, right.
The James Brown song. It's a fantastic song if you've never heard it. You probably heard it, but you don't remember.
I heard it last
because we probably
year.
Played it last year. During,
yeah.
I mean, you know, it's a perennial.
I'm sure my mind will be refreshed.
Yes. As soon as you hear it, it's fantastic. All right. So Harold wants to hear this.
When will the baby come? When will the baby January, February.
Wow. You know, I'm sorry that when was the baby born? I just looked up. Common and Erykah Badu are playing this weekend together.
Oh.
Wow. I just looked up because Dean was doing his Weekender thing on TV, and they were showing who was going to be in town. And
am I wrong to think Nas and
this weekend?
Lauryn Hill were playing at some point.
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Not this weekend.
Oh,
but like,
I don't know. But this was just
like a few weeks.
This was just
or
this weekend.
Ago or so.
Like Los Lobos is playing all weekend at the City Winery.
What?
They're playing tonight through Sunday at the City Winery.
Nice.
Yeah, Los Lobos rules. My friend Manny, I know where he's going to be all three nights.
He's going to live at
Manny.
The
Manny, who's Mexican from Joliet. Oh, you guys have a lot in common. So all right. Peter in Decatur. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. So fly. Seriously. First time I heard that song was when they were the musical guest on SNL. I had not. It was pretty new at that point, but I had never heard it. Mm. That is one of my favorite SNL music guest performances of all time. Like, I rewound it on the DVR, watched it like 12 times. It's
wow.
The best. I love that song. And I can never get, it's one of those songs that it's played, everybody's played it.
Yeah.
And I never get sick of it. Never, ever, ever get sick of it. It was really funny. Out in Graham Norton, Michelle Pfeiffer was on.
Mm-hmm.
They had like most of the cast of Murder on the Orient Express, so they were talking to everybody.
Yeah.
They played that part of the song at the beginning where they mentioned Michelle Pfeiffer.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yeah, I'm thrilled by it. I thought it was great. My kids don't like it. If it comes on in the car when we're carpooling, my kids just go, oh, God, Mom.
So,
all right. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Okay.
You too.
And we'll see you on Monday morning.
See you Monday.
There you go. We'll take a quick break. The news is coming up next.